Thank you.
Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,652. Michael and Jane Cherry seek variances to reduce the side yard setbacks. Section 115-41B and 115-182D of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the southeast side of Blue Tail Road, approximately 1,645 feet northeast of Swan Drive. The 911 address is 37072 Blue Tail Road, Selbyville. The property is zoned GR. The tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 475. Specifically, they are seeking a 5-foot variance for the side for the house, an 8.24 variance for the side for the HVAC system, a 0.4-foot variance for the side for the steps, and a 4.4-foot variance for the side for the shed. We received no letters of support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Terry, feel good. Mr. Sharp will swear this.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I'm Michael Terry, 37072 Blue Tail Road, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
You can have a seat.
Again, gentlemen, for the record, Jim Fuqua representing Jane and Michael Terry. The Terrys own Lot 42, Block B in Swan Keys. The survey is Exhibit A of what my exhibit book that I just handed out. The lot itself is 40 feet wide by 102 feet deep. It fronts on Blue Tail Road, and it borders a lagoon on the rear. It contains 4,064 square feet. The Terrys propose to build a new home on the lot, which would be 24.4 feet wide. They had a mobile home on the property, which has been removed. As I know the board's aware, the majority of the lots in Swan Keys are narrow in width and small in size compared to more conventional lots. In order to construct the new home, 4 variances are being requested, and again, I'll refer to the survey. There's a 5-foot side yard variance being requested on the north side, and that would be for the proposed house itself. Also on that same side, there's an 8.2-foot variance being requested for 2 HVAC units. On the south side, there's a 0.4-foot variance for porch steps along the rear of the property. You can see that. I incorrectly, when I filed the application, requested a 5.4, but I think it's since it's steps only, it's already permitted to encroach 5 feet into the setbacks, so it's only a 0.4-foot variance that's needed. And then lastly, there's a attached shed and stoop on the south side, and we're requesting a 4.4-foot variance for those attachments there. As to the legal criteria, the Terry's lot is unique in size due to its 40-foot width and also the 4,061-square-foot size. That width and size is fine for accommodating a single-wide manufactured home, but it makes other types of more conventional and modern dwellings almost impossible to be constructed on the property without a variance. The proposed home is a reasonable use of the property. It's similar in nature and trend of other new homes in Swan Keys, and those other new homes variants were necessary for that reasonable use of those other lots. And the bottom line here is will result in an attractive new home in the community that will be certainly beneficial to property values. The situation giving rise to the need here was not caused by the Terrys. The size of this lot is the lot as originally created in Swan Keys. And then the additional factor is this evolution of the community from a basically a mobile home park to a more substantial residential construction. Also, the requested variances are the minimum needed for the reasonable use of the property. Also, the requested variances will not alter the essential character of the area or Swan Keys. In fact, the home as proposed will be similar to many existing homes in the community. As I stated, there is an established history of replacing older manufactured homes in Swan Keys with new homes, and because of the small lots, variances have been needed. Exhibit B, you can see the Terry's lot is the lot marked in yellow. The other lots that are marked in X are actually lots on that street, that I've had variances granted by the board for more modern construction. So in conclusion, Swan Keys, again, is a unique community. The requested variances will permit the reasonable use of the property, and it's consistent with the nature of the community and basically what has been occurring down there. And Mr. Terry, again, is everything I just said true and correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And gentlemen, that's everything I have, other than any questions you might have.
Okay, thank you. Is there any questions from members of the board? Starting with Mr. Petson.
On the shed, you say it is an attached shed?
It is attached, yes.
And all this is new and proposed?
Yes, the lot's vacant right now, as I understand it.
The mobile home was in the middle of being removed.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That way we can catch on, Mike.
Yeah, the mobile home's still there. It's actually, we're waiting for it to be removed.
But the shed that you're asking for the variance will be a new?
Yes, it'll be attached to the house, yes.
It'll be all new construction.
Yeah, thank you.
Any questions?
Just for clarification, the variance request, 0.4 feet for the open steps, once it's been the practice of the board that once it encroaches, it's allowed to encroach 5 feet, and once it goes further than that, then we consider that a 5.4-foot variance.
Okay. Request. So by default, I actually was correct?
Yes.
Unknowingly.
I mean, it's, I guess, splitting hairs. It's just been our practice to, that way it's...
It's the same thing, whether it's a 5.4 from the 10 or whether it's a 0.4 from the 5, it's the same distance.
Is there is parking plan for parking in the front, or is this house going to be raised and parking's underneath?
The parking would be in the front.
Okay, so is that the reason why the shed and the HVAC would not be in the front yard and it's on the side?
That and just aesthetics of having that in the front yard would not be the most attractive thing for anyone.
Have no further questions.
And I have no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? If you're hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, as with it's been with, as the applicant has stated, with many of the properties in Swan Keys, particularly with 40-foot wide lots, creates a unique circumstance, difficult, if not impractical, to build a home, therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The applicant didn't create the lot size. And therefore, I feel we've created the hardship for practical difficulty. Obviously, won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, as there are many others in there the same way. And I think it's a minimum forward relief, so I make a motion we approve case number 11,652.
Do I have a second to that motion? Yeah, a motion by Mr. Mills, and second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,652. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Werber?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And then Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I'm Mr. Galloway for the previous reason that been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,652 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.